94.9 The River, Music First with Ken Bass and Deb Corson. And Mayor Dave Beter is in with us this morning, as he does every month. Stops by for a donut and some coffee and a little chat.
Apple fritter.
What's it? Yeah, apple fritter.
Apple fritter.
I don't know. The donut family. Ask him what he likes.
I
there are choices, you know.
No,
apple fritter? Okay.
I
never told him the whole menu.
You know,
hey, good morning, good morning.
Two things he wants with the upcoming tree fort in March. He wants whiskey fort and fritter
bourbon.
Fort. Is it bourbon fort? Bourbon fort and fritter fort.
I'm on his side, not you.
Fritter fort has a nice sound to it.
I don't know. All I have on my list this weekend is to try the new tree fort beer. Which is available this weekend.
Oh, great.
All right.
All right. What's coming up here?
Well, we have two construction projects underway. Thanks to the Albertsons Family Foundation. We want to shout them out. They do so many great things around town and beyond. But the new Bike Skills Park off reserve over at Fort Boise is underway, looking to a summer opening.
Yeah, I was over there a couple weeks ago, and if I squinted, I could see some jumps.
Yeah, it's starting to go. We're excited. It's a great project, and we'll have a dog park developed there, bathrooms. Plus, the archers are happy, too, because we moved them to the old police shooting range.
Oh, that was a good idea.
And everyone's pleased. So want to keep the archers happy.
Yeah,
just in case.
So we don't have to be around there and see those signs anymore telling us danger.
And having
having
archery on the police shooting range is a less chance of starting a fire too. So
exactly right, very much so.
You remember that?
Okay.
The other one is the Whitewater Park Phase 2 over in Esther Simplot Park. It is a construction masterpiece. On both of these, if you are a construction geek of some renown.
Hey, if you have kids who like to see a lot of big construction equipment, big Tonka trucks, you got to check that out.
Yeah, big kids like to see that too. Yeah.
It is something to see. So those both will be ready in the summer, staggered months, but we just couldn't be any more excited. And thanks to the Albertsons Family Foundation and Parks and Recreation for all their good work. This year is the 50th anniversary of the Greenbelt.
Wow.
Which is kind of crazy.
Well, this looks like a reason we should have a party.
I think we should. Fritters for
is there nothing planned for partying right now?
There is. This month we will roll out our plan for how we're going to celebrate that. We want your stories, the people that were instrumental in getting it started and keeping it going. All kinds of good things. So stay tuned for that.
But it's a long history that's 50. Ever evolving because pieces get added every few years, even still today.
Really, I have a lot of people in town, and they just marvel at it. At a group here yesterday, they just couldn't believe.
Well, it was a selling point when I first came here for a job interview back in 1985. That was one of the first things I saw off of Julie Davis Park, and I was like, wow, that is so cool.
Yeah, it really is. It is 26 miles on each side now completed.
Wow.
It's really something, so stay tuned for that 50 years old, the Greenbelt.
Mm-hmm. And then you got a little private tour?
I did. I want to shout out Coach Harson. Called the office a week or two ago and said, would the mayor want to come and visit the our center, the Blaymeyer Center, and get a tour. And
Of course I do.
I would. I didn't get to play for Boise State, but I can still kind of dream like I was a recruit or something.
Now explain the Blaymeyer Center now.
It's next to the field house, and it is the football and some other offices, mostly the football offices. Mm-hmm. And they are stunning. The only bad thing about the tour is I had to go back to my crappy City Hall office, which is not.
It wasn't that
up to Blaymeyer Center standards. But I just, at the end of it, he said, I have a question for you, and I learned to be a little skittish when people say that because something's coming. And all he asked was, how might I get involved with the city to help out? Which is not the question you usually get.
No.
So he's wondering what he can do.
How can I get a little more involved? He said, this is, been here 5 years, kind of looking at what's gone on and how we can do better. And just, it was phenomenal. And it just fits so well. And that's my segue. Boise Kind continues to be well received.
Mm-hmm.
And Coach Harson is a great example of that.
Yeah.
Will you stay tuned? The official kickoff is in, is it Tree Fort?
Is it Tree Fort? Yeah.
You know, we have a website on our website, taking ideas in.
Oh, I know people who are preparing.
Yeah, it really
I can't
is
tell you all the secret things they're doing, but they're just doing it on their own, right?
It's really, absolutely. Yeah. It's really something. It is, you know, you push something like that out, you're not sure how it's going to be received, and it's been embraced. So we're really pleased, and we'll have a lot more to say about that in the months to come.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Mayor, and enjoy your fritter and coffee.
Thank you very much. See you next
Thanks
month.
For stopping by. Bye.
Hi, it's Melissa here telling you about my friends at Spa 35 Med Spa downtown. It's no secret.